Coward LeBron James ripped after dodging NS Kanter's China criticism, he's the face of Chinese genocide. By Joshua Klein on November 21, 2021. After taking aim at Boston Celtics NS Kanter for wearing shoes that appear to depict Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping crowning a boat LeBron James, the NBA superstar faced heavy backlash online. With many accusing him of hypocrisy for pretending to be a woke social justice warrior while remaining silent on Chinese human rights abuses because it affects his pocket. In his post-game presser Friday night, a reporter asked James if he had any reaction to NS Kanter using your likeness on his shoes in his advocacy for human rights. In response, James accused Kanter of using his name for his own benefit. "No, I think if you know me, I don't really give too many people my energy. He's definitely not someone I would give my energy to," he replied. You know, trying to use my name to create, you know, an opportunity for himself," he added. "Definitely won't comment too much on that, if any, and that will be where I lay that at." Subsequently, many took to social media to criticize James, accusing him of being a coward and sucking up to the Chinese government for financial gain. "LeBron is China's puppet," wrote Representative Ken Buck, RCO. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, R, accused James of being terrified to say anything negative about the evil communist dictators in China in his pursuit of more money, while praising Kanter for showing more courage than the entire NBA. "Money over morals isn't just a slogan for LeBron James, but for most of the politicians in D.C., wrote GOP congressional candidate for New Jersey's 9th District William Billy Prempe. "LeBron James will never be loved like Michael Jordan because he's a communist," wrote best-selling author Nick Adams. "LeBron James' wealth is built off slave labor," wrote conservative author Brigitte Gabriel. Sports commenter Gary Sheffield Jr. accused James of avoiding the issue by pretending it was a personal attack on him. "If LeBron wants to be impactful like Ali, he has to stand up," he wrote. Any media member who is competent at their job would have immediately followed up by asking, "But LeBron, haven't you been telling us for years you're more than an athlete? Does that not apply to NS Kanter?" wrote Fox Sports radio personality and writer Aaron Torres. "Sadly, most people, covering, NBA media Kanter won't ask real questions," he added. "LeBron at King James has enough energy to rake in millions from China but yet no energy or courage to respond to it, NS Kanter? Ask Dr. Zudi Jasser, president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. If LeBron wasn't a lefty establishment, he'd be labeled in hashtag Islamophobe," he added. "At King James is too cowardly to admit he's the face of Chinese genocide," wrote Dan Gaynor, vice president at Media Research Center. "LeBron is such a coward," wrote political commentator Tiana Lowe. "He thinks that NS Kanter standing up to the Chinese Communist Party is about creating an opportunity for himself? No, it's called having some damn principles," she added. "LeBron still won't speak up for human rights in China," wrote Brennan Chapman, former assistant director of player personnel for the Ole Miss football program. "Pretends to be a woke social justice warrior but stays quiet when it affects his pocket. He might be the worst and most fake public figure in a long time," he added. Calling James a coward, sports radio host Jerry Callahan contrasted the Lakers star with Kanter, who he referred to as an American hero. "Kanter risks everything to bring attention to the atrocities of communist China while this gutless dotty carries water for the evil regime," he added. "Guess at King James also means that he's too busy with earning Chinese dollar and don't have time for the millions of Uyghurs detained in concentration camps," wrote human rights activist Joey Siu. At King James was quick to mock Kyle Rittenhouse and comment on that. "He was quick to smear every cop in America," wrote writer and political commentator Will Richie Ardella. "He's incredibly silent on China disappearing Peng Shuai for accusing a government official of sexual assault," he added. Referring to James' remarks as a joke, former NFL quarterback Derek Anderson mocked the NBA star. "He's got no clue," he wrote. The irony in the self-proclaimed at King James protecting his hashtag CCP masters by ankle-biting someone much more fearless and principled than him is delicious, wrote one Twitter user. "Keep going at NS Kanter," the user added. "The sad thing about at King James is he's literally the only person on earth Xi fears," wrote another Twitter user. "He could do so much good, live up to his aspiration of being more than an athlete plus be a more effective advocate for his community at home, by standing up to Zai, the user added. Instead he trash-talks at NS Kanter. The irony of a King James accusing others of selfishness while refusing to condemn human rights atrocities because it might affect his paycheck, wrote another. At King James has reached the king level of redirecting the subjects of conversation so people forget he hasn't addressed the topics brought up, wrote yet another. Hess making it about the MSSNGR at NS Kanter instead of the MSSG. Alleged human rights violations in China in connection with your boss at Nike, the user added. Love NS Kanter for calling out LeBron and his ties to China, wrote another Twitter user. Kanter, who is quickly becoming the NBA's moral conscience, released a new shoe design on Thursday taking the leak. And James in particular, to task for failing to recognize the human rights crimes of NBA's Chinese partners. He also blasted his fellow players for pretending to care about social justice even as they ignore China's horrendous record of human rights abuses in the pursuit of money. Addressing James directly, Kanter accused the NBA star of putting money over morals in a tweet that same day. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.